views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Angels and Answers. I'm Artie Hoffman. And unfortunately, Sky's not with me today. She's very, very sick. So if all you earth angels out there know Reiki or, you know, could put your prayers together for Sky, her whole family's sick and Sky's really sick. She's got laryngitis. She can't even whisper. It hurts just for her to whisper. And yeah, she's got it really, really bad. So, you know, we all send out our love and healing energy and blessings. And so if you could put your positive energy out to Sky Siegel, she's the one who entertains you along with myself. And I really feel bad for her, you know. So you got to just try to roll with it. And she said she didn't know what to do. I said to her, I said, listen, Sky, I said, don't even, you know, talk to me. Don't try to talk to me. Because, I mean, it hurt me to listen to her talk to me on the phone, because, you know, she texted me that she can't make it because she was sick. So, of course, I called her up just to see, you know, exactly what was what. And then as soon as I heard her voice, it was like, oh, my God. You know, some of us are like that kind of empathetic. Some people can't even go to the hospital, because if you visit somebody with a broken arm or broken this or broken that, or you see tubes in their, you know, in their body, you know, your body starts to ache because you're so empathetic to the people who are hurting. You know, and I felt so bad for Sky when I heard her. And normally I don't feel bad for her. She's a pretty tough cookie. She really is. She's the one who gives strength to everybody. It's like, ah, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. But this time, yeah, she was really, really down and out for the count. So, you know, for, you know, any of you who do Reiki energy or in your prayers, if you could just send it to, you know, Sky Siegel, that would, I'm sure she would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So, but any case, I just want you to know that if you want to call into the radio show, if you want a free reading, or not a whole reading, but, you know, one or two questions answered, you know, feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Now, I did a reading today. Today's going to be, I decided to put my emphasis more towards, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, God, and towards relationships. And the reason why I did that, you know, so a lot of times I pick my topics of what I'm going to read about based upon the readings that I do. And, you know, people have their doubt in God or that God even exists because of all the evil that's in the world or all the pain that goes on, or when somebody loses a loved one at an early age, or you see somebody suffering, you know, and you question, you know, God's existence and say, if there really was a God, you know, if God is really that compassionate, if he's really that filled with that kind of unconditional love, then why is there so much suffering in the world? Like, why doesn't he just try to make things better? And, you know, God created free will, all right? And he allows everything to happen. And everybody, you know, there's a reason why things happen the way they do. And, you know, we all sign up for our challenges in life before we're born. And then as soon as we're born, we're blessed with amnesia. Now it's time to play the game of life according to all the pieces we picked. And it's really hard to accept when you're dealt with a hand where you were born into an abusive family, or, you know, a impoverished family or sickness or whatever. And the reason why we go through these heartaches is because it's to teach us to learn about compassion, forgiveness. You know, when we go through our hard times, it's helped to build up, to be more clever, knowing what to do and what are you willing to do to get out of the situation or to make things better. You know, it's there to make us wiser through our experiences, because a lot of our wisdom comes through our pain. And, you know, it's always easy to bask in the glory of God and the glory when things are going great. But you never really recognize how wonderful your health is until you start hurting. You know, when you have that hangnail on your finger and it hurts like a mother, you know, and or you got those aches and pains in your lower back, or you got sciatica, or, all these aches and pains. But and then also what you wouldn't give just to have normality of no pain in your body. And then when you go about life, you forget about the blessing that God has given you in regards to good health. But you have to remember that just because evil exists or just because pain exists doesn't mean that love doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that God doesn't exist. Of course, there's so many beautiful blessings that people forget in their daily life, you know, the fact that you're breathing and that you could go to a regular store and just pick up some food, whether you buy it or steal it. But, you know, still, it's there at your beck and call, more or less, you know. And, you know, if you see somebody who's really hurting, you know, whether they need food or they're hurting for clothing or whatnot, you know, it's not the end of the world if you go out of your way a little bit and just to help somebody out who might be hurting. And there are people out there who are hurting and they're afraid to show that their life is a hurting puppy. And you wouldn't know it by looking at them, but behind the scenes, they're hurting. So, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, ask somebody if they want to go out for a bite to eat. You know, do they need some company? You know, maybe offer them, you know, a few shekels. And what I mean by that is money. And, you know, I just wrote a post not too long ago on my Facebook, and it said, share with what you got. You know, share with what you have. Don't share with what you don't have. Share to the point with others where it's not going to really hurt you to offer yourself to other people. But a lot of times, because people are so empathetic to their loved ones or their friends or even strangers, that they end up giving away more of themselves than what they could afford to give away. And it ends up hurting you. So then a lot of people feel very impoverished because they end up giving way too much of themselves, you know, as far as financially, and they don't have enough to pay their bills or pay their gas or electric or cable, whatever it may be, you know. And I see this a lot of times when I counsel, especially older women, you know, because they want to make sure their kids are okay or grandkids, and that's great if you're in a position. But if you're not in a position to help somebody, you know, even though you would love to, you know, you have to honor yourself and don't do it to a point where you're going to struggle. You know, everybody has made their bed, you know, has created what they got, you know, and it's one thing to help somebody who's trying to help themselves. So you help them through a time in their life because maybe there's a little dip in the road where they're at in their life. And so you're helping them to get to the point where they could, you know, be on their own. But probably what the worst thing that you could do is to keep on enabling other people who have no plan whatsoever to try to get themselves out of the hole that they dug for themselves. So it's like every week you're the one that's paying for their food or electric or paying for their kids or paying for whatever. And I see this time and time again where, you know, people, you know, grandparents or parents end up giving so much to their children or even to, like I said, their friends. And, you know, and it ends up and they deplete their own savings or they deplete themselves. And then they end up in the trenches like they are because they're giving so much. So everything, and then what happens is that the people receiving becomes, it almost becomes expected at a certain point rather than appreciated. So there are times where, you know, on the most part, I do try to help out, you know, people who need money. And there are times where people, when they do ask me for money, if I don't have it, I'm not going to give it, you know, and, you know, people are just going to have to figure it out for themselves. And it's not that you don't care, but sometimes you have to show tough love. And I feel like that's what God does for us, even though he would want to help us out more. And he does help us out more. He does send you people that come across your path that can help you out in the moment. Or all of a sudden you'll find that found money, or, you know, you come across that situation where, God, if I wasn't here at this point, I was supposed to be someplace else, but instead I ended up here and I met that person at the store or wherever, and he ended up helping me get a job, or he introduced me to this other person as far as a relationship goes. You know, so it's weird how things could just work its way through or work its way out. So for everybody who is constantly worried and constantly in fear, you know, I feel sorry for you, because these people, a lot of people say they believe in God. And I say, well, you might believe there is a God. I believe you believe there is a God, because I know you go to church a lot or you pray a lot, but you don't believe in God, because if you really believed in God, then you would know that God has your back. And, you know, people forget that God really does have a big plan. So how can you tell me that you believe in God and you're always, I'm worried about them, I'm so afraid of this, and I'm scared of that. And, well, God is, you know, is love, and love is, and fear is the opposite of love. So when you're always living in fear, you know, it's like, how can you say that, you know, you believe in God? So if you really believe in God, then put your positive thoughts and out there and ask God, thank you very much for all your beautiful blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping them, God. Thank you for sending them all the opportunities and the people and the money and everything that they need. Thank you, God, for putting them in the best position, and thank you for their good health. So you got to put your positive energy towards other people if you're really, really believing in God, because when you live in fear and worry, God doesn't live in fear and worry. God lives in love, compassion, and miracles, all that good stuff. All right, well, listen, everybody, stick around, and I'm going to be coming back after these commercials. And if you want to call in to get a reading or to discuss any topic, give me a call, or what I'm talking about, give me a call at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. So stick around, and I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman with you, and you're with Angels and Answers, and unfortunately, Sky Siegel is not with me. She's at home sick as a dog, so if you could all send your prayers out there to Sky Siegel, that would be appreciated. If anybody wants to get a personal reading with me or have a party, and when I do private readings, I can do it over the phone, or if you want to come see me in Woodbridge, New Jersey, that would be awesome. Also, and I'm going to be at the Blue Ferry at the Stagecoach House April 1st. I'm going to be doing an event show there. It's like a gallery, I guess. I hate that word gallery. That's why I didn't say gallery. I hate it. Gallery is good if you have artwork, you're having a gallery. But when you're doing a performance, I don't know who the hell thought of that name. Can't stand that name for a performance, so I call it an event show. So I'm going to be at the Blue Ferry. At the Stagecoach, and her name is Jasmine. So if you want to see me in person in Rhode Island on April 1st, I'll be doing a little show skit there. So, give me a call. You can go to my website. It's going to be on my website soon also, or you could just call up the Stagecoach and ask for Jasmine. And, so it's really cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to I'm always happy to get away. I just got back from Jamaica, and I was away for the weekend with my honey, and we had a lot of fun. So if you want a flawless, and I do mean flawless, perfect vacation getaway, and I say this with no exaggeration, flawless, go to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Either go to Secrets, that's the one I just went to, or go to Sandals. I've been to there also. But don't go to Negril. It's too far on the other side of the island, and it's not as good as the one in Montego Bay. It's only like it's about 15 minutes away from the airport, so you're there in no time. And what I tell you, the water is bluer than blue. The food was tremendous, fresh, as much as you could possibly eat. It's always there at your beckon. You have about 6 different restaurants to go to. It's an all-inclusive. There's no kids running around. At nighttime, it's insanely romantic, very, very beautiful. We had a room that overlooked the ocean, and we wake up, and there was a jacuzzi in the room, and you look outside our sliding door, and there's a little balcony, and there's the blue water right in front of you. Oh, my God, was it just insanely beautiful. The beaches are clean. They have the grass umbrellas out there and all the chairs around the pool and on the beach. And, oh, my God. And it's in Montego Bay, Jamaica at Secrets or Sandals. I promise you, promise you, promise you, guaranteed a flawless great time. And what I love about the about this place, you know, it's an open bar the entire time you're there. So we got hooked on Dirty Bananas, and that's the name of the drink. And when I tell you, it's out of this world. It was unbelievable. The people are friendly. I mean, they're insanely friendly. They're just so beautiful, and they're beautiful accents. And the place is cleaner than clean, and you have 24-hour service, and there was music, and it was just a wonderful, 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 great time, and I highly recommend it. So I know I sound like a commercial for them, and I am, but I make not one penny off it. I had that much, we had that much of a great time out there. And the weather was like in the low 80s. And so we also went on a sailboat ride, a mini sailboat catamaran ride. And we went out there with the locals. And my girlfriend is afraid of the water as far as going out there. Like she's not a big fan of the ocean. Well, the locals are so good at what they do that, you know, they put the life vest on and she, you know, went past her comfort zone. And so we went on the catamaran that's on sailboat, and the guy took us out there, and it was so much fun. And they have you can go on a large catamaran ride at you know, it's like a day trip, and it takes you to the other side of the island, and they stop in the middle of the ocean, the blue waters, and you can, you know, you dive off and you go snorkeling, and they have food when you get to the other side of the island, you know, for eats, and they have drinks and on the way back, and the music and the energy, it is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. They also have an excursion out there where you could swim with the dolphins if you want, and they have Margaritaville out there, and you could go shopping in the villages, you know, get everything. You know, you could, like, negotiate anything. There's no set price for anything that you buy out there, too. So, but it was, we only went away for a few days, and we could easily have stayed another 2 or 3 days easily. And, but we just needed to get away, in the break of the action because we both have a very busy schedule, but, a flawless, flawless, great time. So again, if you want, to go away with your honey and you want, or even with some of your friends and you want a perfect, perfect time, then just go out to Montego Bay, Jamaica, and go. You have to go to either Secrets or Sandals. And then they have the bar that's within the pool, so you could swim up literally right to the bar, and that's really cool. And you don't even have to tip anybody. They don't expect tips at all. And it's not that you're being mean. It's just it's not expected. So you don't have to pull out a penny the entire time you're there. You don't have to spend a penny or nothing. It's just you go there, you've already paid for everything, and you chill out, man. And like I said, the people are nicer than nice. You have at nighttime, you have like a steakhouse, you have Italian, you have French, you have a hibachi. They have like general food where, you know, you could have a buffet, and it's like everything you could possibly eat. They have this guy like in this, he rolls out, it's like a huge grill on wheels. And he chops up right in front of you jerk chicken, which is unbelievable, tastes fantastic. And like I said, at nighttime they have music entertainment, which is absolutely beautiful. People get married there, and, you know, people just go in there to chill out, have a good time. And, oh, my God, like I said, you would think that that they paid me to talk about them, but it really, really was that great of a time. And I would go back there 100 times over. So when I brought my girlfriend out there, and I was boasting about it, like I am to you right now, I was boasting about it. And she's like, all right. Yeah, we'll see. It's like, all right, you know. And usually there's got to be something wrong. She couldn't find anything wrong. I mean, nothing. Zero. Zilch. Everything was flawlessly perfect. And what was really cool, so while we're having, you know, our buffet breakfast and we're eating outdoors, just the way the situation's set up. So we're you can eat indoors or outdoors. We're eating outdoors, and there's like a little gate there around the edge of the restaurant, but we're still sitting along the edge of the gate. On the other side of the gate was a beautiful peacock, and I couldn't believe it. This peacock was gorgeous. Vibrant colors and everything. And so after it got fed, it was like its way of appreciation. It just opened up all its feathers. And it was really, really a nice sight. It was a beautiful, beautiful sight. And like I said, the weather was like in the low 80s, and you had the breeze coming off of the ocean. And so the miracle that happened for us while we were there is that the day that we got there on Friday, there's a local that was there. And he said, and he was tying up the boats. And he goes, I don't mean to, you know, dampen your moods or ruin your good times. He goes, but there's a storm that's supposed to come. And he said, and we're only there for a few days. And so the guy said, it's supposed to rain on Saturday. He goes, definitely Sunday and Monday. He says, the storm clouds are coming this way. He says, possibly, if you're lucky, you can get tomorrow in. But Sunday and Monday is definitely going to be some major storms. So I had a little talk with God, and I had a little prayer talk with my mother. And I said, please do me a favor. Just blow the clouds away. Just use every ounce of air that you got in your lungs and just blow those clouds away. And Saturday, so this was Friday night when he told us, Friday when we got there in the middle of the afternoon. So Saturday, it turns out that, you know, the day was absolutely beautiful. It was gorgeous outside with no glitch. And then I said another prayer. I said, Mom, I said, God, please use your strength and blow all those clouds away for tomorrow. You know, even if it's just a half a day, give us something. And it was another gorgeous, flawless day. And it was perfect. It was really, really beautiful. And then Monday, the day we were leaving, it was gray clouds. And just as we were leaving the place, it started to rain. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You talk about miracles, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it turned out to be really good. So, again, Montego Bay, Jamaica, and go to Secrets or Sandals, and you won't be disappointed, Mon, I promise. And but I'm going to get back to talking about spirituality, and I have some funny things I want to share with you on the next go-around, some funny jokes and funny stories. So, all right, everybody, stick around. Because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to let you know, I think I forgot to say my phone number, so if anybody wants a read or a party, a reading, whether it be in person or over the phone, give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. 877-ANGEL-02. And if you want an amazing reading from Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. We do events, we do fundraisers, we do private reads, and we do parties. And I'm Ryan at weddings, funerals, and bar mitzvahs. So, I got to tell you a couple of stories. And I know we have somebody on who wants to talk with me, and I'll get with you in just a moment. But there was a funeral going on, and, it was off the top of the hill, and it was a very, very windy day. And you know how at times, they do it all the time, where they put the casket right above the hole, but it's sitting on one of those metal things that you normally draw down. Well, a big gust of wind came by, a huge gust of wind came by, and it knocked over the casket, and the casket was rolling and rolling and rolling down all the way down the hill, and it rolled across the street from the cemetery right into a pharmacy. And so the guy gets up out of his casket, and he said to the pharmacist, "Do you have anything to stop my coughing?" So, all right, there's this one guy who walks into a store. He walks into a pet shop, and he sees like about five or six different parrots, and they all look the same. They all were of the same breed. And it said 100, 100, 100, 100, and this one bird that looked the same as all the others, it was $500. And so the guy asked me, he goes, "Why is this bird that's the same breed as all the others? This one's 500, where all the others are 100. He goes, "Oh," he goes, "this bird has a special gift." He goes, "It sings Christmas carols whenever you put a lighted match underneath its claw." And he goes, "Really?" He goes, "Do you mind if I check it out?" He goes, "No, go ahead, watch this." So the pet shop owner lights a match. And he lights, puts it underneath one of the claws of the bird. And the bird starts singing, "Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go." And so he says, "Wow, that is so cool." And so he goes, "Watch this." He lights it underneath the other foot. And the bird starts singing, "Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingles all the way." He goes, "Oh my God, this bird sounds amazing." And the bird is singing and laughing and going back and forth with this Christmas carols. And he said to the guy, he goes, "What would happen?" He says, "What would happen if you took a lighted match and put it between both its legs, between both its feet, would it sing then?" He goes, I never tried that before. He goes, "I don't know, let's give it a shot." So he lights a match and he puts the lighted match right between both its legs. And the bird starts singing, "Chestnuts roasting on an open fire." So in any case, I'm getting a little silly now, but. It's funny. I was asking this one girl, this is a true story too. I was asking this one girl, I said, "So let me ask you something." I said, "Are you spiritual?" She says, "No, I'm Catholic." And I said, "Are you serious?" So I don't know. I thought that was crazy. So anyway, so we do have somebody on the line, and their name is Lee. That could be a boy or a girl. So, hey, Lee, how you doing?
Okay, how are you? I'm a girl.
Oh, okay. What can I do you for, Lee?
Well, my brother committed suicide September 1st, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
We just got the cop. It's just terrible. He was an ex-cop, and of all people in the world, you would never think would do something like that with him. And we just got toxicology reports back from the prosecutor's office, and there was nothing because we thought maybe it was the medication he was on because the doctor had tripled it. And so now nothing. There's nothing on the toxicology report, and I'm just totally blindsided by this. And I was just wondering if he was coming through for any reason.
Okay, hold on just a second. So your brother, who is a cop, committed suicide.
Yeah.
And hold on a second. To be honest with you, what I'm getting is that he, you know, from his severe depression, and I feel like it was the meds and the depression, it's almost like he wanted to always crawl out of his skin. He felt very uncomfortable being in his own skin. I don't feel like he was properly treated. I don't feel like he was properly medicated. And I feel like what was in his system made him like just go nuts. It's almost like the feeling of, and I've never said this to anybody before. It's almost like the feeling of being in isolation. You know, you just go crazy or you go nuts. Or people who suffer from claustrophobic, where it becomes like unbearable. And I felt like he had these feelings where he was always just over the top. It's almost like somebody suffering from. Of course, you're depressed when you commit suicide. That goes without say. But I'm getting that overall feeling where it's just like he just was not comfortable at all being in his own skin. And I feel like the medications that he was on did have a strong effect on him to saying, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what he put on the note. The pain was just too much.
Right, go ahead.
It makes me feel better that that's what it was, because I thought it was something else, and if that's what it was very, very upsetting.
Yeah, no, it was the pain. It was the extreme uncomfortability of it, of being in his own skin. And, I mean, he had other things going on behind the scenes that he wasn't proud of. But on the most part, it was, like I said, it's almost like somebody who has an extreme problem with claustrophobia and you're stuck in an elevator or stuck in a cell. And that's exactly how he felt like most of the time. And he just could not take it anymore. And I feel like his temperament was really hot and cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
But right now, he feels at peace. He feels, you know, much more comfortable. He feels a tremendous amount of stress, you know, lifted off his shoulders. But I am going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you what happens with people who do commit suicide. When people commit suicide, they end up being born, right? You know, this might be common sense to you, it might not. But I know for some people out there, this is common sense, what I'm about to say, and others, it's brand new. But when somebody commits suicide, you're instantly born into another family that will lead you to the exact same circumstances you try to run away from. And you have to overcome what you've created in your life. Just because you commit suicide and you say, I'm out of here, I can't take the pressure or the pain no more, I don't want to deal with it anymore. You still have to deal with your responsibilities. It's not like, all right, the game's over and that's it. That's an illusion. So anybody who commits suicide under those circumstances, you know, like I said, this is the life that you've created, and this is something that you have to be able to work through and to deal with. So he will be, he is born into another family, and you know, as an infant, and he, it will lead him right to the exact same circumstances he tried to run away from. And you have to deal with what you've created. And this is something, this is an understanding to all of us spiritually. This is an understanding to all of us spiritually that when we're in the spiritual world, you know, God says, Lee, you know, saying to you specifically, but to everybody, I love you unconditionally, and I give you free will. That's my gift to you. I give you free will. You're allowed to do with whatever you want to do, and I'm not going to stop you. And you're allowed to do with whatever you want. And even if you kill somebody, even if you hurt somebody, whether you win $1 million or feed the world or take from the world, whatever you want to do, I love you unconditionally, and I give you free will to do with whatever you want. However, you are responsible for all your actions. And when you create an action, there's always a reaction. It's not that God's punishing us. It's the law of the universe creating balance for us. So if we cause harm to someone else, we, by the law of nature, need to feel the harm that we gave to others, whether you kill somebody or hurt somebody emotionally, physically, and the love that you give out to others, the love will come back to you also in tenfold. So, you know, everything has a tremendous balance in life. And I don't know how this works because I'm of the conscious mind, but I also know that when people do come back into this world, your energy, a part of your energy is still over on the other side. So it's like, how is that possible if they're there still in heaven, and, but yet you're telling me that they're reborn? All I know is that it's possible. I know that when you go in a car and you step on the pedal and the car goes, how is that possible? I don't know how the mechanics works. I just know it's possible.
Yeah. You don't think this has anything to do with his daughter?
No, it has. I feel like, no, I'm not getting that feeling at all. I feel like it mostly has to do with him just feeling extremely uncomfortable with his overall life and his anxiety. Yeah. He suffers from extreme anxiety.
Yeah, there was a lot going on with his family.
Right, right. And so it's just the pressure, and it's just like no matter which way he turns, he was in a lose-lose situation. Lee, it was a pleasure talking to you.
And thank you so much. You took a lot of stress off of me because I was thinking something totally different, and it was really eating me up.
All right, everyone, stick around. You're with Artie Hoffman. Sky's out on sick leave, and you're with Angels and Answers. And stick around because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's S-A-R-A-L-O-O-S.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit Artie Hoffman. And Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers, and Sky Siegel, my partner, is a hurting puppy today. She's really, really sick. Her family's sick. So if you could send your loving blessings and healing energy to Sky, that would be great. If anybody wants to get a personal reading from myself, whether it be in person or over the phone, or if you want me to slip out to you to have one of those fun psychic parties, we call them Artie parties, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And my partner, Sky, she does the same thing. And her number is 908-500-1474. And, so it was funny, you know. I was speaking with one of my female friends, and she said to me, "I got my husband a get well card," and I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "I didn't know he was sick." She said, "He's not sick." I said, "Why'd you get him a get well card?" She goes, "Because I think he can get better." So I thought that was pretty funny. She has a very clever sense of humor. It was funny. So I was talking to one of my other friends, and he was telling me that he has a drinking problem. And I said, "To tell you the truth, I didn't even realize you have a drinking problem." I said, "You know, what's the deal with that?" He goes, "The damn liquor store is closed." He goes, "That's a problem for me." So I said, "Well, wow, okay, I guess so." But any case, so we have Debbie on the line from Fairfield. How you doing, Debbie?
Mom. My mom passed away May 30th last year, and I was wondering if there was any messages from her.
Okay. You want to know something? I am seeing like lips. I keep on seeing lips. I keep on seeing hearts and lips. So I don't know if you have is there like a special picture where it's just lips? Or is there an impression on a mirror with lipstick, but of lips? I keep on seeing something with lips. Why am I seeing that? Do you know?
I don't know.
Well, obviously, to me, that's a sense of that I love you, and she's sending you kisses. But literally, I strongly believe that you are going to be seeing, whether it be somebody drawing it on their windshield or on a window or something, but there's something about lips, or you're going to be seeing a shirt that has lips or lipstick on the collar. There's something about the lips, and I'm seeing, especially around we just got by Valentine's, but I don't know why I kept seeing something with lips. I'm wondering, did she pass, or was there a birthday right around Valentine's Day, possibly? Or is there a birthday coming up, like, right now? or just passed?
There is a birthday today in the house. My sister.
Okay. So, and this is what she's sending kisses to your sister, and she's blowing kisses to your sister. But it's still true. I still see something in regards to the lips. And also, she's showing me a bunch of balloons, and I'm seeing lots and lots of balloons in regards to her. Can you relate to that now? Was there balloons being sent up in the air, or did you just make a lot of balloons? I keep on seeing lots of balloons.
Not that I could think of.
All right, not to worry.
I'm not sure.
Don't worry. Trust me when I say this, you're going to be seeing a balloon floating across the sky, one or two balloons, and you're mm-hmm. going to, and that's going to be your mother's hello. It's just going to happen. Someone, obviously, is just going to let a balloon go and not even, you know, it could be a kid's balloon. But while you're driving or while you're out and about, you're going to be seeing balloons in the air, and that's going to be one of your mother's hello. But she wants you to know she's doing very, very well, and I don't know why I just heard pie in the sky. Pie in the sky. Or is it pie in the face? but I just picked up something in regards to pie in the sky. I'm not sure if this is you or your sister. One of you need to go to a gastrologist because she's showing me something in regards to polyps. There's some polyps that needs to be removed.
Oh.
Okay, so either you and your sister, like, I don't know which one it is, but she's saying, all right, who's the older of the two?
Me.
You're the one that needs to go to the gastrologist, and I believe they're going to probably find some polyps that needs to be removed. I don't feel like it's life-threatening, but she said, you know, she mentioned something about polyps. I wish nothing bad upon you. I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
Okay.
But she wants you to know she does watch over you all the time. And I don't know why the 14th is so significant, why the number 14 is so significant.
Another sister's birthday is on the 14th.
Oh, okay. So, and, you know, again, I'm seeing the lips, so she's saying, please send my love and send my kisses to everybody. So, you know, so those are the little affirmations to your sister. And she's also, you're the one who has her, somebody wears something of hers or something of hers around their neck a lot. She's showing me something around the neck. One of you wears, whether it be the ring or one of her necklaces around the neck. Or it's her picture or something.
Oh, I think my sister does that. Has a ring on her neck.
Okay, because this is what she's giving me acknowledgement. I knew it wasn't on the finger, but I kept on seeing it around the neck. So she's giving acknowledgement to that, and she's very happy about that. But she wants you to know she's doing very well, and she says, thank you so much for taking such good care of me towards the end.
Okay.
And that's that. And now I got to wrap up the show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Deb. You take care. All right. Feel good. All right, everybody. So there you have it. You know, a lot of people will ask me, can I read people, or can anybody read people over the phone? Besides just being in person, don't you have to be in person? The answer is no, because in the spiritual world, the physicality doesn't mean anything whatsoever. You don't have to be there. You just have to pick up on the person's energy. You know, a lot of times, if the psychic is good, not only do they pick up on the person who they're talking to on the phone, but also they could pick up on their friend, or they could pick up on your friend or on your relative or your teacher, whoever it is that you want to know about, and the information pulls through. You don't have to talk to the person. Spirituality, it has nothing to do with In the physical world, it's all about the energy of the spiritual world. So it's really interesting how it works, and I just feel extremely blessed to be put in this position to be able to read for people and to communicate to people's loved ones and to help heal people, and it's such a beautiful blessing. And just remember, you know, people like myself and Sky, we're not better than any of you. You know, we learn to develop our minds to be able to communicate and receive messages from the spiritual world. And God, it's not that who does God speak to, who does God choose to speak to. God speaks to everybody. It's a matter of who chooses to listen. And that's the big thing. Who chooses to listen? Who chooses to listen to that voice in your head? Who chooses to listen to their gut instinct? Because that's what it's all about. So, any case, I want to thank all of you for listening in on this hour. It was a pleasure. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And may God always bless you and watch over you, that he always puts you in your highest power and your highest good. So until next week, may God bless you all. And I'm already looking forward to next Thursday at 5 o'clock. All right, guys. Love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.